USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature responses and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
As the border crisis continues at the U.S.-Mexico border, thousands upon thousands of Haitians illegally entered the United States and were kept at bay by severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents. Keeping in mind this confrontation would not have happened if the border wall was completed. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Biden administration is investigating whether reins being held by Border Patrol on horseback were used to whip Haitian illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, tells Fox News he's confident agents weren't misusing the reins, which he says are for keeping people away from danger when getting too close to the horses.
None of our agents strike people with those reins. It doesn't happen, and it didn't happen in this case, which is why I welcome this investigation. These agents will be exonerated.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exogen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Exogen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
After months of negotiations, the bipartisan police reform talks have ended without a plan. President Biden on Wednesday criticized Republicans. U.S. Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a critical opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday.
It was really whether or not the penalties for cooperating or doing what was mandated, those were takeaways. So in other words, you were going to lose grant money. I'm not going to be a part of defunding the police.
The Republican released a statement after he said Democrats walked away from the negotiation table, and he said that he was deeply disappointed. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California on CNN claims Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down.
But Senator Booker and I were very optimistic because Senator Scott seemed as though he really wanted to see reform take place. And actually, because of the filibuster that your guest was just talking about, we needed those 10 Republican votes. And it just seemed as though Senator Scott had a very difficult time getting to yes. I also think that there were interference from some of the national police organizations. The Fraternal Order of Police actually did negotiate a deal with Senator Booker, but other organizations jumped in and that fell apart as well. So I think he just had a terrible time getting to yes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.